Ameritech Property Management. How can I help you?
Yeah, I've got two dogs crapping on my lawn. One of them is as big as a house.
Ameritech Property Management.
Okay, so my house smells like something out of a horror movie. It's like something
you guys sent me a violation notice in the mail. It says my lawn is unsightly. What the hell is that?
If you guys think that you're going to take my house, you got another thing coming. You're going to put a lien on my house for $20?
That's right. Everything you ever wanted to know about condominium living or deed-restricted communities. Good afternoon and welcome to the Ameritech Connection radio talk show on the TAN Talk Radio Network. Do you live in a condo or deed-restricted community? Do you have issues concerning the do's and the don'ts in your community? Have you been getting into trouble with your community association or management company? Got questions but just can't get the answers? Well, we cover it all and much more right here and right now on the Ameritech Connection. Hi, I'm Mike Perez, the CEO of Ameritech Property Management and your host for the Ameritech Connection. And sitting right next to me is my co-host, the beautiful and talented Miss Sharon Van Winkle. Sharon is also the Director of Marketing for Ameritech Property Management and has over 10 years of experience dealing with these, at times, very difficult situations. So with that in mind and without further ado, here's Sharon.
Thanks, Mike. We have an exciting one-hour show for you here today, so please keep listening and call us with your questions because we have all the answers. The local number is 727-441-3000. That is 727-441-3000. Or you can call us toll-free at 1-866-826-1340. Again, that's 1-866-826-1340. Did you know that Ameritech Property Management manages over 25,000 homes in the Tampa Bay area? And that means we have a lot of experience dealing with a lot of different issues. We've been managing condominium and deed-restricted communities for over 20 years, and now we've decided to host our own radio talk show to discuss and educate you, our listeners, on the do's and the don'ts regarding community living. Oh yeah, not to mention the crazy and off-the-wall stories you'll hear only on the Ameritech Connection radio talk show.
Good afternoon, folks. Today we have two very interesting guests here today and great friends. And we're going to deviate from today's normal topics and we're going to talk about some really, really, really good stuff. I think Ed Sullivan said that at one time. Is that true, Joey?
I don't know. I never met him.
Our guest today is a famous entertainer, a legend, and an international star known as the Godfather of Twist. Sold millions of records, and after over 50 years, he's still a big-time hot ticket item out there. That and much more right here and right now on the Ameritech Connection. Right, Sharon?
That's right, Mike. Our guest today is the one and only Mr. Joey D, and with him is his beautiful, to the point, no beating around the bush, better half, Joni D. And as Mike just said, Joey is the godfather of the twist, and back in the day, he performed at the most popular nightclub in the world called Peppermint Lounge, which, by the way, is considered to be the first disco lounge. Joey has firmly established his place in pop culture and the music industry, and he is still actively performing over 50 years later. We are proud and honored to have Joey and Joni on our show today. Welcome, both of you.
Why, thank you very much, Sharon. Thank you, Michael.
Oh, hey, thank you, Joey.
Yeah, we're so happy.
I'm really Joey D, too. And I can prove it. Well, they got a new dance and it go like this, see?
Oh, I love that. I love that. All right, Joe, you're truly an icon that created a worldwide sensation with a song and dance that even today is very popular. I think our listening audience would enjoy hearing how you got started in the business.
I started in a school band playing harmonica, clarinet, saxophone, and started a band. I got together with two wonderful singers that were in my home state. I'm a Jersey boy. And these guys joined my band, and it was always called Joey D and the Starlighters. I was smart enough to do that.
Right? Very good,
that's,
I know.
Right.
And then we did all the local CYOs, and we backed up all the big stars that would come into my hometown, Passaic, New Jersey. People mm-hmm. like Connie Francis, Frankie Avalon, Bobby Rydell, Fabian. So when anybody came into town, we were the number one band in northern New Jersey. So we backed up all these stars. And I said, how cool is this? And at the same time, I'm going to high school with the Shirelles, who
oh,
were
wow.
members of
that's
Rock
really
and Roll's
cool.
Hall of
yeah.
Fame. And I said, They're in high school and they got a hit record. How cool is that, man? That's better than the movies.
And then you married a Jersey girl, right?
Oh, I sure did. Yeah. I was in a band.
A wonderful Jersey girl, yes. Absolutely.
The best. The yes. best Jersey girl. I went to her hometown, which is Hackensack, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And they have a pool there. And I was in a band owned and run by a guy named Joe Durante. He played trumpet, and I played saxophone at the time. And once I saw Joni in her one-piece bathing suit, because that's how it was back then, mm-hmm. one-piece.
Yeah, one-piece. That was
what a piece.
Yeah.
I was.
Well, Joni, what do you have to say about that when you seen him?
I thought he was cute. I liked the way he played. And I was friends with his friend, Joe Durante.
All right.
But the other girls wanted him, and my cousin and all, they still don't talk to me till this day because of him.
Yeah, exactly. Who cares, right?
So growing up in Jersey, it was probably really cool. I mean, there's a lot of entertainment that came from Jersey. I mean, Frankie Valli and, I mean, you name it. I mean, what was it like growing up in Jersey?
Well, it's amazing. It was at the time the third smallest state in the Union. But the proximity to New York City is what made it really mm-hmm. famous.
Right.
You go from Frank Sinatra to Connie Francis to the Four Seasons, Bon Jovi, Bruce Springsteen, wow. the Shirelles, the Happenings, See You in September, Joey D and the Starlighters, I'll throw that one in.
Right.
But anyway, growing up there was cool because I would go to all the clubs where I was a big Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons fan. So wherever he was appearing in the area, I would go and see him. And he was playing cocktail drum. They had no drummer. And Bob Gaudio was playing the keyboards. Tommy DeVito on guitar and Tommy DeVito's brother, Nicky, on the other guitar, bass guitar. And I would go in and just be mesmerized. And I'd say, wow, how cool. Now, that was
cool.
Really the genesis of Joey D and the Starlighters. Yeah. And Frankie and I and Tommy and Bob Gordy, we're friends after all these years.
I know. We were fortunate enough to actually meet Frankie Valli just about a month ago when he played at Ruth Eckert mm-hmm. Hall, thanks to you,
yes.
Joey and Joni.
My pleasure.
Very
yeah.
nice guy.
Yeah, he's a wonderful guy.
Great performer.
And we love his music, along with yours, of course.
Well, you know what's so great about him? During the English invasion, I think just the Frankie Valli and the Beach Boys and the Bee Gees were the only ones who had hit records on the charts. I was relegated from a number one record to working in the local Holiday Inns and Ramada Inns. They
right.
would have lounges there. So I went from, the penthouse to the outhouse, so to speak. But it was cool. And, you know, that was a business, and I can handle it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was a whole lot of fun. But growing up in that area, like I say, going to school with the Shirelles, so I got a lot of grooming. They got me my first record contract with yeah. Scepter Records, their label,
right.
which BJ Thomas was on.
Yeah.
So I had
yeah.
a lot of information.
Yeah, you have a lot of amazing
about.
Stories. I mean, you were booked for just one weekend at the Peppermint Lounge, and you're a huge hit. Then you wrote a song as a tribute to the lounge. And so could you tell us a little bit about that?
Janet,
that's a whirlwind
weekend.
That's exactly
what happened. Exactly. I was working in a club called Oliveri's in Lodi, New Jersey, mm-hmm. on Route 46. And an agent stopped in from New York City, and he said, I'm looking for a band for a place called Peppermint Lounge in New York City. Magic words, New York City.
Yeah, exactly.
So I
New
said,
York
that
City.
Caught my ear. And I said, I didn't even ask him how much money. I said, when do we start? He said, well, it's
smart.
Only a three-day gig. It's Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday.
Well, it was a huge opportunity.
Next week,
yeah. you know.
That's how
New
I
York
looked
City.
At it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was kind of the business guy in the band, so I signed a contract without seeing how much it was. It was, you know, $450 for the week, but for five of us. But it was cool.
Hopefully you got the biggest share, though, right?
Well, I think I got like $10 more. It wasn't a gigantic
no,
sum more, but yes.
But everything that followed was
yeah,
big.
But we got to the Peppermint. And they liked us so much, we were taking the house band's place. It was Jimmy V and the Scamps. I remember this. I don't remember.
Oh, wow.
I can't. It's amazing. But anyway, I went there for 3 days, and they liked us so much, they fired Jimmy V, and they hired us, and we became the house band.
That's
we were there
amazing.
For a year, 13 months.
Well, that's fantastic. And I heard that the Peppermint Lounge was like considered the first disco because of you?
Well, what happened was we had all these celebrities come in. One October in 1961, we had Merle Oberon come in with a New York newspaper writer by the name of Serge Oblensky.
Right.
So they wrote about that they came into Peppermint and they saw all of these kids dancing this weird dance, which was my version of Hank Ballard's twist. Hank Ballard, for those of you unaware, was the originator. He and the Midnighters wrote the song and created the dance, and I emulated that.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And that's how it came about. And we were doing it in the lounge, and the kids were doing it. It was a real bust-out joint, I call it, because it was right on Hell's Kitchen on West 45th Street, and we had all the dock workers there.
Right.
And then we had a lot of sailors coming in and a lot of hookers, because that's where they ply their trade. Where the guys are, that's where they make their money. And that was it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But they came in to get in out of the rain. They were going to get their cars after they saw a play on Broadway. I don't know which one. But the next night, he wrote about it in his newspaper column, and then more people came in, and more people came in, and more people. And it got to the point that they had to have the New York Horse Patrol come by to take care of the crowds. It was so huge to keep them in order. And there'd be a line around the block from West 45th Street to 7th Avenue and Broadway. I mean, it was huge.
That must have been really cool to be a part of.
It was so great.
Yeah, I bet.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, you wrote a song as a tribute to the Peppermint Lounge. And that song, The Peppermint Twist, how many records did you sell? Had to be millions, right?
Well, they lied. My record company never paid me, but anyway. But that's how it was back then. But I made a wonderful living just doing performances. But the guy that owned Roulette Records, my label, was named Morris Levy, and he was a known criminal and a gangster.
Well, the gangsters,
he was a tough guy.
The gangsters were pretty heavy back then.
Oh,
especially in New York.
Play.
Right,
exactly.
Right.
It was serious business.
Jersey, too, I would imagine.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. But I wrote the Peppermint Twist, and he, not knowing that I should have taken the publishing with it as a novice, so he said, no, the record company keeps the publishing.
Oh, wow.
Well, in his case, he was right.
Now, you've had quite a few other hits, too, like Lorraine and The Girl I Walked to School.
Well, those are the first songs that I ever wrote. That's prior to, they preceded the Peppermint Twist.
Right.
But the hit songs are Peppermint Twist, Mashed Potatoes is a million seller in Europe.
Yep, yep.
Ya-Ya was a million seller in Europe.
Yep.
I went to Germany. They thought I was saying yes, yes.
And it was Ya-Ya.
Well, anyway. It became number one, and I love Germany. I was there for 6 months in 1963. And then What Kind of Love Is This, which came from the second movie I did for Columbia Pictures called...
How does that go?
Two Picture. What Kind of Love Is This? Yeah. What kind of love is this that makes me want to jump in, Sean? And that's all you're getting because you're not paying me. That's how it goes, all right?
Joey, what about Face of the Angel?
Face of an Angel was done. That's our first record on Scepter,
okay.
Which preceded my signing with Roulette. And that was David Brigati from The Young Rascals singing lead on that.
Oh, all right.
That's pretty cool.
And Shimmy Baby?
And Shimmy Baby. That's Rogers Freeman, the other... I tell you, I got two great singers. Those are the two guys.
Yeah.
Now, you sang Shimmy Baby too, though, right?
No, that was Rogers Freeman.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And that all came about because after I wrote the Peppermint Twist, when we went in the studio, Henry Glover, the A&R man, artist and repertoire man for Roulette Records, said, okay, Davey, you sing the song. I gave him the lyric. And Henry and I wrote the song the night before. And he said, well, it's not really what I'm looking for. So he said, Rogers, you sing it. Rogers Freeman, the other singer. So he tried it. He said, still not what I want. Why don't you try, Joey? I said, I'm a sax player and a background singer. I said, I don't know how to do it. He said, yeah, but we wrote the song. Maybe you can catch that essence that I'm looking for.
Right.
So I said, all right, I'll take a crack at it. I did one take. He said, that's what I'm looking for. And that was it, Peppermint Twist.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah, yeah. So how well did you know the Shirelles? I mean, they actually played in your band, right?
Yeah. No, they didn't play in my band. The Ronettes were in my band.
The Ronettes,
okay. Yes, yes.
And they became members of Rock and Roll's Hall of Fame. Seems like everybody I met became members of Rock and Roll's Hall of Fame, except me.
He's got a list of people that really kind of started their career with you, basically.
Well, yeah, the Young Rascals became my band. Right. Three of the four of them, Felix Cavalieri, Eddie Bergotti, and Gene Cornish, everybody but Dino Danelli. But we were all hanging out in Jersey. And so, see, Gene Cornish was from Rochester, New York. Felix was from upstate New York as well. Eddie Bergotti was Dave Bergotti's younger brother. And right. They became the Young Rascals and Rock and Roll's Hall of Fame. Man.
Yeah, big time. Well, look at Joe Pesci.
Well,
he
won an Academy Award.
Yeah,
I mean, I know. I was with all famous people.
Yeah.
Well, you never thought he would be in the entertainment business. I mean,
oh yes, I did.
Oh, did you?
Oh, you did.
Oh, sure. When we were casting for Hey, Let's Twist, the first movie we were doing for Paramount, he said, "You think he can get me in a movie?" And I said, "Yeah, come by. We'll get you in as an extra," because we were pals. You know, we hung out.
Right.
And he was friends with Larry Venieri, an original Starlighter. So he came to the studio, and they were saying, "Okay, you're going to be in." I said, "No, you got to take him too. He's my friend." So he took Joey
that's
in.
That's the way it was.
And
yeah.
That's the first movie he ever appeared in, Joe Pesci. Yeah. Hey, Let's Twist.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah,
that's really cool.
Cool.
Now, he was a limo driver at one time, wasn't he? For
No, he was a maitre d' in a restaurant in the Bronx. And he gets a call from Robert De Niro when they were doing casting for Raging Bull, the story of Jake LaMotta, the boxer.
Right.
And they were looking for a younger brother for Robert De Niro. So Robert De Niro calls Pesci on the phone and says, "This is Robert De Niro, and I'd like to talk to you." He says, "Are you effing kidding me? If I find out where you are, I'm going to come over there and beat..." Because that's how Joey was.
He thought he was
thought the guy
it,
was
right?
putting
right.
him on, yeah. So Robert De Niro calls back three times in succession. And De Niro and Pesci says, "I'm going to kill you." So De Niro says, "The only way I'm going to convince this guy is to show up and let him see who I really am." So he went to the restaurant, and then he finally believed that it was him. And they did all those great movies after that.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Casino.
Yeah.
Goodfellas.
Yeah, Goodfellas was so good, yeah.
All super movies.
Yeah, no, we know that you spent a lot of time in Vegas. Did you happen to party with the Rat Pack?
You know what?
The original Bad Boys? I know you knew them.
Well, I was there in 62, so I was there early enough. I was with the Dick Clark Show.
Okay.
And I was with Dion and several other groups. I was with Ronnie, the Ronettes, who had gone on her own by then. She was part of my group for a while, and like I said, members of Rock and Roll's Hall of Fame. But when I was out there, the Dovells were with the group, but Dick Clark was a headliner. Anywhere Dick Clark went with American Bandstand's background was magic. We packed the place, and Vegas was magical. Back at the time, you got to remember, the mob ran Vegas then. It wasn't corporate.
And there was no crime when the mob ran it.
Isn't that amazing? And people were treated better. How's that?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
And if you won, they made sure you got home safely.
And what about the free breakfasts and the free buffets?
Everything was on
that
the
you
house.
That you don't get anymore when you're
exactly.
in Vegas.
It's
unless
not
you're
cheap in
right.
Vegas right. any longer. That's for sure.
Yeah.
We have a couple callers on the line, Tommy, right?
Yes, you do. You have Mary has a question for Joey.
Hi, Mary.
Okay. Hi, Mary. Welcome to the Maritech Connection.
Hi, Joey D. Nice to hear you. Some great stories so far.
Oh, you haven't heard all of them yet. Where are you from, Mary?
Where am I from?
Yes.
Massachusetts.
Oh, okay.
Can't you tell, Joey?
No, I couldn't tell. I thought you were from Georgia.
No.
No, go ahead. No. I'm sorry, Mary. Go ahead.
That's okay. I've seen you a few times in at Ruth Eckerd.
Thank you, of course.
Great shows. When are you going to be there again?
I'll be there in December on the Bowser Christmas show. I'm there every year.
Oh, okay.
What's the date on that, Joey?
Look for the Sunday. I think December 8th.
Okay.
It's a Sunday.
Oh,
I'm sorry, it's a Friday.
Sunday.
It's a Friday.
Yeah.
December 8th, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to be there.
And
so.
I play up at Mohegan Sun in Connecticut. I don't know, you're from Massachusetts. You might know that place.
Yeah, well... I've been to Foxwoods. I've never been to Mohegan.
You got to catch it. It's really great. I'll be there this Sunday. You know,
I don't think I'll make it this Sunday.
No, in fact, you're flying out tomorrow.
Listen,
right?
I got to try and make it myself with this hurricane coming in.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to fly out tomorrow.
Right.
Well,
yeah, so that's great.
Yeah, catch him. It is Friday, December 8th.
But speaking of Massachusetts, 3 months ago, I performed at the 50th class reunion for Boston College. So that was a lot of fun, too. Yeah, so that was cool.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, Mary, did you graduate from there? Is that why?
No, I didn't graduate from Mary anywhere, just high school. But I went, I'm a Jersey boy, Mary, and I went to Passaic High School, and I went to Teachers College, believe it or not, for 2 years.
So you must have known somebody at Boston College?
Yeah, somebody contacted me, and they said we were their number one group when they were in college.
Back in the day.
Back in the day, so they hired us.
You went back there and did it again.
It was really cool.
That's kinda,
that class was pretty lucky to get you.
Why, thank you, Mary. That's so nice of you.
Yeah.
Well, Mary, I hope we answered your questions there.
Yes, I'll be looking forward to seeing him again, and I hope you make it out tomorrow morning.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mary, for calling. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Mary. Yeah, let me just say this, too. You also performed for me, if you recall, back in my checker days.
I certainly did, and I didn't really... And you avoided me.
No, I
you
didn't.
You ignored me, Michael.
I did not.
The truth.
You came up in this convertible. You jumped out of the car.
I had a 66 Mustang convertible,
yes,
red one.
Yes, and you were in this pink suit, I think it was. Was it pink or purple?
Pink.
But pink? Was it pink?
Don't make fun of me, Michael.
Listen up.
And he gets out. Wait a minute,
I'm old school, remember?
And he gets out and he starts singing the Peppermint Twist. So I didn't get a chance, but I did meet your...
You did hire me.
That's right, I did.
That's right. Yeah. All right, I think we have another caller on the line.
Linda's next.
Linda, welcome to the Meritech Connection. What do you got? You got to ask a question for Joey D. Go ahead.
Hello, I sure do. This is Linda, and I was just wondering when Joey, are you there? When you were in Vegas, when you performed in Vegas, what was that like?
Oh, it was a special feeling because Vegas was an entirely different animal back in 1962. You could walk the streets 24/7. The town was alive. Like I say, there were all kinds of characters there at the time because the mob ran it. So you had Frankie the Nose, you have Vinny the Neck, you had this guy, and that guy, all kinds of nicknames.
Joey Bag of Donuts and Jimmy Two Shoes was there, right?
But the entertainment, I mean, Sinatra was there, Sammy Davis Jr. was there. I mean, all the greatest of the greats, all the Rat Pack appeared there. So
it's never been the same.
You can't duplicate that.
No, you can't.
You cannot duplicate that. With all the money in the world, you can't recreate that Vegas.
Yeah. Have you been there lately? What's it like today?
Yeah, I was there a year ago, and it was very sterile, I thought, and it wasn't warm. It's a place you go to Vegas, happens in Vegas stays in Vegas kind of thing.
It's commercialized.
And it's cool, but it's
more
commercialized, and I think more youth-oriented. I think it's for the 21 to 31 kind of people. So that kind of definitely left me out.
Well, Linda,
it was nice talking to you.
And Linda, I love the names.
Good luck in the future.
Well, thank you, Linda.
Thank you.
You notice the names?
We appreciate
you calling.
Mary,
Linda, no more of these weird names.
Oh, well, no, they're
like,
normal.
Like
names.
Irma and Harvey.
Right, Joan, Sharon, great names.
Oh, Mike.
Linda, thanks.
Well, you take care,
hey, thank
okay?
You as
and
well.
Be safe in the storm.
Thank
this
you.
Weekend.
You as
we'll
well,
talk
Linda.
Later.
All right, take care.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to be right back to take some more calls and more questions. Thank you for listening.
Peppermint Twist. Round and round. Up and down.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Mitchell Insurance Services has been providing superior insurance coverage and outstanding customer service since 1971. We specialize in the unique insurance needs of community associations and homeowners associations all across the state of Florida. Contact us today for a free policy assessment to ensure you have the right coverage and are getting the credits that you deserve. Contact us today at 727-360-8190 or visit us online at MitchellInsuranceFL.com. Insuring your community since 1971.
Don't stress it. Call Innovative Roofing. We handle all projects from minor repairs to re-roofing, as well as new installations. We pride ourselves for both quality and reliability, working hard to build lasting relationships with our clients. Innovative Roofing, building a reputation for being a company who makes a difference. Give us a call today, 813-909-0400. Again, that number is 813-909-0400.
Allegiance Development is a family-owned and operated business offering quality general contracting services in the greater Tampa Bay area. We offer a wide range of services, including commercial and residential construction, permitting, community stormwater management and repair, asphalt paving and maintenance, concrete restoration, disaster recovery, and much more. Our commitment and dedication applies to all projects, large or small. We have the expertise to offer fast and affordable solutions for all of your general contracting needs. Feel free to contact us at 727-584-1370 or visit our website at allegiancedevelopment.us.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Ameritech Connection. And for those of you just tuning in, our guest today is Joey D and his beautiful wife, Joni. And it's all about the famous New York Peppermint Lounge and where it all started for Joey D. So I have a couple of questions, and one of them involves Joni. Joey, I want to know about your connection to the famous guitarist, Mr. Jimi Hendrix. But first, I understand that there's a very funny story that Joni would like to tell about Jimi Hendrix. So, Joni, you want to talk?
Thank you, Sherry.
You're welcome.
Well, when Joe and I, we lived in Lodi. It was Lodi, New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
And it was on a Saturday or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to get my hair done. So Joe offered to watch our two boys.
Mm-hmm.
And I went feeling free of the boys and happy. And I get home. And he had guys over rehearsing, which was nothing. We had a big house.
Mm-hmm.
So it was great. I walk up the stairs to our living room. And we had beautiful furniture, all handmade furniture. And I see this, what can I call him? A ragged pig. Sitting,
a rat pig, huh?
Sitting on my chair, rolling a joint. And ready to put it in his mouth.
Now, this was Jimi Hendrix.
Well, I didn't know who he was. So I said, I can't tell you what I said, but I did say to him, get out of my house. I have two children in this house.
Yeah.
And you're going to light up a joint? Well, he got up and he ran out the first door, run out the front door. And then.
That's good.
I called my husband.
And Joey, you can take over from here.
Well, I had Jimmy over to audition for me.
Okay.
So he comes in. He had a raggedy case. He had a
bandana.
A bandana. He had a $2 amplifier. And I said, you want to audition for the group? He said, yes. I said, okay. He said, well, what do you like? I said, no, you play what you like. So he started playing Curtis Mayfield and Impressions, and I love that music.
Right.
And as soon as I heard that, I said, bam. I said, you got the gig, man. You're really good.
Yeah.
So 2 minutes later, Joni walks in after he's about to celebrate.
Right. Yeah, he's up there in the living room celebrating with a joint.
She chased him out the house. So I run after him, and I grab the door, and I yell out the door, you got the gig. I'll see you Friday. But that was a Jimi Hendrix story. And, and I'll tell you, he was with me for the year of 1965, and a nicer guy you never want to meet.
So that was that his beginning then? I mean, he really
That was the first time he started with me.
Okay.
Prior to me, though, he was with big stars. He was with Little Richard.
Okay.
He was with the Isley Brothers.
All right.
And it seemed they didn't like him. You know why? Because he was too talented.
Well, yeah.
They didn't like the competition. See, now, my group, I relish that.
Right.
I love that.
Well, look at all the stars that you've
there
born
you go.
From your groups.
You can prove that.
Absolutely.
Exactly right.
Absolutely.
So that's why Jimi Hendrix. But I had him try to sing Baba Shoebop in the Peppermint Twist, and he sucked.
He can't sing.
Well, he sang like Bob Dylan, if you call that singing.
Right,
you know, he's a poet kind of guy.
Well, Bob Dylan's not bad, but, you know.
He's bad. he's not a singer. Frankie Valli is a singer. Bob Dylan is a beautiful poet, and he can, right. You know, people that write songs, just like I did with Peppermint Twist, can mm-hmm. do it. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you.
Sometimes well, a writer can do the best rendition of it.
Yeah, right. Those are good stories. Thank you, Joni, for that story. That's funny.
Tommy, we got somebody on hold?
Yep, Kathy is up next.
Hey, Kathy, welcome to the Ameritech Connection. What's your question for Joey D?
Well, first I'd like to say that I just love Joey. Joey, I've seen you at Ruth Eckert Hall. I've seen you up close and personal at some benefits that you did at Gull Air Village, and you're just wonderful.
Why, thank and you I so much, think. Kathy, and that's one of Michael's properties, Gull Air Village.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, we did.
Yeah, I think it was some Relay for Life benefits, and I think you were there a couple years ago.
Oh, yes,
it was
that's
a cancer
right.
benefit.
That's right.
It was.
Yeah.
And I just want to say you have been so gracious over the years to do all sorts of benefits for cancer and all these other benefits that you've done for me and other people as well.
Why, thank you, Michael. That's from the heart.
Yeah.
That's from the heart.
We appreciate
but
that.
But you know what? Another great name, huh?
Absolutely.
Kathy.
Yes. Kathy.
I love these names.
Yeah.
I'll
tell you.
So, Kathy, what's your question?
Good American name.
Yes. Exactly.
My question is, I heard you a little bit earlier talking about Joe Pesci. Exactly how well do you know Joe?
I know Joe very well. We have dinner once a year. Unfortunately, he lives out in L.A., so I don't get to see him that much. But every summer he comes to New Jersey. He has a house in Lavalette right on the shore. And we don't say the coast. We call it the shore in Jersey. And he'll call me or he'll call Tommy DeVito and say, we're going to meet at the Goodfellas restaurant in New Jersey, in Garfield, New Jersey. And we spend the night there and we have one hell of a time. And we never miss a beat, Kathy. It's like we saw each other yesterday.
That's great fun. I bet you have a good time.
Oh, he's just laugh. Like you see him in Cousin Vinny and Goodfellas.
Oh,
that's how
so
he is.
So funny.
He's a funny guy.
I know, right?
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
And not his most expensive movie. That's probably the cheapest movie.
Well,
ever
yeah,
made.
But it was still a great movie.
Everybody loves that movie.
Yeah.
I go with him. Sometimes we go to Monmouth Racetrack, which is also in New Jersey. He likes the ponies. And so do I. And he also loves to play golf, and he's an excellent golfer. Yeah, so he plays golf like with Jack Nicholson and those guys.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Wow.
Another Jersey guy, you know, so seems like a lot of Jersey guys.
I was just going to say that.
Matter of fact, the guy in the control booth, Tom, is from... he's from Montclair, New Jersey.
Right, Tommy, you're from Montclair.
That's right.
Cool. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. Anyways, Kathy, I hope we answered your question there. Thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, Joey's just what you see is what you get. He's a real good guy. He never forgets his friends, and we pick up our conversation just like we left it.
That's pretty cool. Thanks, Kathy.
All right, thank you,
thank
Kathy.
Thank you, Kathy.
We got another call there.
Yeah, we got a mail. KC is next.
KC, hi.
And the Sunshine Band.
Yeah. Oh, right. That's right.
There's another kind of all-American name, right?
Love it.
Hey, yep. KC, are you on the line here?
Yay, what's up, guys?
Hey.
How you doing, KC?
Pretty good, Joey. Hey, Joey, listen, so you're the original Jersey boy, right? You and your wife?
Well, she's a Jersey girl, yeah. But I'm pretty much the original. I'm almost old enough. I would say Sinatra gets that honor. He's the original Jersey. He's the coolest guy, too.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong there.
Right,
now,
Casey.
You know, I heard you guys talking about Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That was interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I want to tell you, we did A Year of Dates in 1965, all through New York, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, and New Jersey. And you couldn't ask for a better teammate, a better talent. He would take a solo just like you saw him after he was at Woodstock and he became famous. He was just a super, super talent. And not only being a great talent, that's one thing. You can have all the talent in the world, but he was a nice guy. He was a gentle man. Hmm. And that means the world to me.
It's
and I always pick my talent, everybody in the group, according to their personality as well as their talent. I mean, if you could play well and you were a scumbag, you weren't in my band. Simple as that.
Well, they say, you know, if you hang around talent enough, you'll become talent.
Yeah, some of it rubbed off on me.
Well, he what he did, I think, Joey, you look for the absolute best of the best. I mean, you weren't intimidated by that talent. In fact, no. You wanted the best.
You have to understand, I was somebody. They were nobody at the time.
Right.
So they were looking to get in my favor.
But
by the same token, I saw the talent, and, you know, they were just so dynamic. And it proves it, because everyone we mentioned, and Charles Neville from the Neville Brothers as well, the sax player, all members of Rock and Roll's Hall of Fame, or Joe Pesci, who became an Academy Award winner.
Right, but you look for the absolute best. I mean, you weren't intimidated in the fact where you were concerned that they were going to overpower you. I mean, you looked
Heck
for the
no.
best. Right.
Jimi Hendrix had so much talent. He had enough to go around, man.
Right.
And people would come. When we did a place in McVans in Buffalo, New York, Jimmy was with me. We did six nights a week there. And the first night, we had a half a house. But they loved Jimmy so much, by the end of the week, that place was standing room only. And that's because of Jimi Hendrix. I was a smart enough businessman to say, if somebody in the group has talent, feature it.
Absolutely.
He's not hurting you. He's helping you.
That's right.
And that was my mantra.
That's pretty cool. Well, KC, I hope we answered your question. I want to thank you so much for calling in.
I got one more thing for you, Joey.
Yeah, go ahead.
Now, let's say if Jimi Hendrix was in Florida right now and he knows we got to evacuate, what would he say? And I'm going to put this little sound bite on for you, so see if you recognize the sound bit. Yeah, you ready?
Okay, go.
This is what he would say if he had to evacuate from Florida.
Probably smoke a joint, right?
I love it, man.
Yeah, I love it, too.
Anyways, listen.
All right, well, thank you.
Listen, they didn't come better. He was the best ever, man. Don't let anyone tell you differently.
Listen, KC, thank you so much for calling, okay? Be safe out there.
Thanks, hey, call me sometime. I'll tell you some real stories about Jimi Hendrix. I can't tell them on the air, though.
good talking to you guys.
Same here, Casey.
Hey, Tommy, I think we have some more callers, right?
Yes, another Kathy.
All right. Wow. Kathy, hi. Welcome to the Ameritech Connection. You have a question for Joey?
Yes, I do. But first, I want to say I'm loving the stories. They're great because it reminds me of my Jersey days, too.
Oh, wow.
You're
another
Jersey girl. Jersey
girl
there,
I bet
huh?
she's tough, too.
I'm a Jersey girl.
All right,
Kathy.
All right.
Yeah, so I heard at some point along the way that you traveled with the Beatles.
Well, I did a show in Stockholm, Sweden with the Beatles in 1963, and not to brag, but I'm just going to tell you the truth, they opened the show for me.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Wow.
So that's pretty,
really?
Pretty dynamic.
I didn't know that.
So you didn't open for them, they opened for you.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
And I got the pictures to prove it. But I want to tell you about
awesome.
The Beatles. This is before they came and did the Ed Sullivan show and before they came to the States, and they were just as nice and humble as they could be, and what talent.
And what talent.
Super talent.
Super talent.
The world found that out later.
Yeah, I would think they would be a lot of fun to be with.
I'll tell you, unfortunately, it was only for two nights, but they did come to the Peppermint Lounge when they came to the States. They came to see me, and they honored their commitment because I threw a party in Stockholm for all of us at the Hotel Foresta. And they said, when we come to the States, we're going to do the Ed Sullivan Show. We're going to stop in the Peppermint Lounge. And true to their word, they came, all four of them, and they couldn't have been nicer. Great guys.
Speaking of the Peppermint Lounge, I mean, there were all sorts of celebrity entertainers that came in there. I mean, Marilyn Monroe.
A lot of big names, right?
Frank Sinatra. I mean, a lot of big names, right?
Johnny Mathis, who we went to see last year.
Yes, and we got to meet Johnny Mathis,
favorites.
Too, thanks to Joey and Joni as well.
What about Dean Martin?
Dean Martin, I got to see him, but I never got to meet him.
Oh, okay.
So we never became friendly.
Okay.
Same thing with Sinatra.
Okay.
You know, I met Sinatra once. He said, out of my way, kid. But anyway.
That's Sinatra.
Yeah. Jersey guys, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
where
Kathy,
are you from in New Jersey, Kathy?
New Jersey, Kathy. Trenton area.
Oh, Trenton. Okay, the capital of New Jersey. A lot of people don't know that.
Yep.
No, they don't.
Okay,
well, Kathy,
cool.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. I enjoyed the conversation. It was great.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that question. I learned a lot here tonight.
That's cool. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you so much,
Kathy. Be safe, Kathy.
All right, folks, we're going to take a very quick 2-minute break, and we'll be right back.
What kind of love is this that makes me want to jump and shout? I want to know, what kind of love is this that turns my heart inside out? It's that itchy, twitchy feeling that I have inside, something overwhelming that I just can't hide. I want to know, whoa, yeah, whoa, tell me.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, Frank, thanks for inviting us to the pool party.
Hey!
What is that?
Oh, my pool? Yeah, I'm going for a natural Florida wildlife kind of thing.
Frank, no, man, you gotta call Gulfside Pools.
Daddy, watch me!
Jimmy, stop playing on that alligator.
Oh, it's not that bad.
Frank, it's bad. Gulfside does pool cleaning and repairs for commercial or residential. With over 50 years' experience, they'll make your pool look, well, like a pool again. Call 813-626-3539. 813-626-3539. Or go to their website, gulfsidepools.com.
When you need legal help, you want a lawyer you can trust, someone with experience, knowledge, wisdom, and compassion. At Pilk & Associates, we pride ourselves in providing you with the personal attention and consideration your legal issues deserve. We can help plan long-term goals for your family or your business and handle unexpected legal issues that arise suddenly. We're a full-service law firm with nearly 3 decades of legal experience. We are dedicated to serving your legal needs. Please call for a free consultation
at 813-759-3285 or feel free to email us at law@pilka.com. We look forward to serving your legal needs.
Whether it's an act of nature or a burst pipe, a large loss can cause significant damage followed by an overwhelming process. Trinicon has the experience and expertise to provide a stress-free approach to restoring your community back to its pre-existing condition, allowing you to focus on other priorities. Our goal is to return you to the comfort of your home as quickly as possible while maintaining the highest standards of excellence. Trinicon is a licensed contractor, roofing contractor, and mold remediator. Call 1-888-521-5667. 1-888-521-5667 or visit us at triniconllc.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Welcome back, folks, to the Ameritech Connection. And for those of you just tuning in, our guest today is Joey D and his beautiful wife, Joni, and it's all about the famous New York Peppermint Lounge and where Joey got started. Now, Joey, your career obviously has been probably very, maybe I shouldn't bring this up, but very hard on your marriage, right? And you guys have had some problems. So I know our listeners...
Mind your business, Michael.
Yeah. We know, most of it's fantastic. No, but
I probably shouldn't ask this question, but I know you guys had some... Tell us a little bit about that, if you don't mind.
I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. My wife doesn't mind.
She's giving you the dirty look.
I became one of the first rock stars, so to speak.
Right.
So I was living in Jersey and working in New York, and I forgot my way home a lot of nights. Mm-hmm. And Joni... she was a trooper. She hung in there for as long as she hung in there 7 years, man.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Okay, that's a long time mm-hmm. for a guy who was.
Well, especially for a Jersey girl, because they got a little fiery personality.
Oh, she's very fiery. Yeah. But yeah. We're going to tell you one of those fiery stories. One day I told her, I was my day off. I had 1 day off a week at the Peppermint Lounge. So I told her I was going to play cards with the guys. So I went to the Peppermint Lounge. I had a date with a barmaid. So here's what happens.
All right, Joni.
All right, Joni's going to tell the story now.
Yeah, so my mother-in-law is sitting there, and she said, why don't you go out with your friends? He's not going to come home right now. Go ahead, go out for a while. You don't go out that much. So I said, all right. So I get dressed and call my girlfriend. I was like, come on, let's go. We'll take a ride somewhere and do something. I needed gas in the car, so I stop at the gas station, and there's a friend of Joe's who he's supposed to be playing cards with.
No.
I said, what are you doing
busted.
Here?
Busted.
He said, I'm hanging out. I said, oh, yeah? He said, where's Joe? I said, where's Joe? I said, he's playing cards with you. So I get back by my car. I'm in Jersey. Well, I went through that tunnel, I mean, or over the bridge. No, I think it was the tunnel. And I got to New York before you could believe it. I put the car right in front of another car. I said to Kathy, my friend Kathy, come on in. Your husband's with him. She said, no, I'm not. Well, I went in, this guy by the door, and he said, excuse me. I said, no, excuse me. And Joe's back is toward me. And I tapped him on the shoulder. And I said, what are you doing here?
No, you're obviously.
No,
that's not
I didn't
what you, right.
say that,
yeah,
but I'm not going to
say you used a few choice
it.
Words, right.
You better believe it. So I said to him, you better get home before I do. He was home before I went.
And I did.
And we went back together in England. What are you going to do?
No,
we had two kids.
Right.
Yeah. Love story, part one.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, you guys make a beautiful couple.
There's yeah,
no
you
thank
really you. Do. Yeah.
And
you
then
really
I got to tell you the shoe story.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Tell me
you
so
tell
now,
us
after 7 years, you know, 7 year rich, right. She finally had enough of my shenanigans.
Right.
So I'm walking out the door, getting ready to go to the gig, and I see a box of shoes in the alcove. And I'm saying, what the hell are these shoes doing here, Joni? She said, you know, all the girls you said would love to be in my shoes. Well, here's her shoes. I'm leaving. And she left.
And
she left me the house and everything. Didn't ask me for a dime. Just walked out. But took the kids with her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Took
yeah.
the two boys, Joey and Nikki.
And then you guys you divorced at that point, right?
Yes.
Divorced and remarried other people.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Divorced and remarried other people.
Yes.
And then after?
Then my second wife passed away from cancer.
Oh,
and
sorry.
And Joni's marriage went on the rocks. They got mm-hmm. divorced. So we went to one of our sons.
Now, this is after how many years of you guys being divorced?
31.
31 wow. years of being divorced. You guys.
A couple of decades.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we went to Bristol, Connecticut to to my son Nick's house. And he was having a party. And I said to her, what about dinner one night? She says, are you crazy? I said, just one night we'll have dinner. No big deal. Just
that love never went away, right?
It never did. Yeah. The spark was always there.
And I always got along.
Mm-hmm.
And when I divorced him, I said to my mother-in-law, I divorced him, not you or the family.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And never did.
Yeah. Oh, that's sweet.
So then you guys got
She's
married again.
Cool.
And how
yeah.
long have you guys been married now?
We married in Vegas 10 years ago.
Oh, wow. Well,
wait a minute. I want to hear how long you dated before you got married the second time.
The second time?
Mm-hmm.
2 years.
You dated?
I wasn't running
2 years. Yeah, but
I don't blame you, Joey, for not running back.
You lived in sin.
We lived in sin for 2 years. I made her move.
But I made him get me this.
I made her move to Florida, and I bought her a ring.
Wow.
To prove I meant it.
I said,
the rock.
Those little affairs cost you a lot of money. I can see that.
So what? She's worth every carrot.
Yeah.
That's a lot of carrots, Joey.
I know.
You can make a stew with those carrots.
That's right.
We did it right, and we have a great, great family. You'd never know it was a blended family. You know, Mike.
Yeah, I know your family. You got a wonderful family. And
all
everything.
Of them are great.
All right.
7 kids, 13 grandkids, 6
wow.
greats. How's that?
That's
a family.
That's a family.
Now, that's Italian,
that's
right?
That's an Italian.
It.
Do you make meatballs?
I love it.
Of course.
I know. You make good meatballs, right? You know, you never invited me over for meatballs.
You're never coming over.
Yes, you can.
Sharon's
we will.
Coming, but you're not coming.
Thank
and
you.
And Tom's coming, too.
Tommy, okay, well, Tom. He's a Jersey boy,
yep,
you know?
Yep, that's good. Hey, we got a couple more callers, Tommy, so
yeah,
I'd like
let
to.
Let him come in. Let the calls come in.
All right, go ahead, Tommy. We got a call?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Yep. Bro is next.
Bro. Hi. Welcome to the Ameritech Connection. Do you have a question for Joey?
This couldn't
yes,
be my
I
real
do.
Bro.
Hi, bro.
Hi, bro.
How are you?
I bet I know who this is. I'm going to let out a secret, Steve.
Go ahead,
I'm going to tell the whole listening audience a secret. Steve Kulik is on the phone. We call each other bro. He handles my Facebook. I've never seen Facebook. I hate Facebook. I hate all of those things. I hate social media. If you want to call me on a telephone and talk to me like a person,
right.
Okay?
Yeah, but Joey, I've looked at Facebook. I've looked at your social media. And I'll tell you, bro has done a very, very
Steve,
good
excellent
job.
Excellent job.
And he knows more about me than I do.
Yes, I'm telling you.
Hey, Joey, how you doing, kid?
Way behind every man that's successful, there's a successful woman.
That's
his wife,
right.
Sylvia.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right. So watch your step, Steve.
Yes.
Don't be playing. Don't be going out playing poker, Steve. We heard that story. You know.
You know, if you guys can hang around a little bit longer. I just posted it on Facebook. Who knows? Maybe you'll get another 1,000 calls.
Well, yeah. I don't think we're going to have time. I think we
got
2 minutes left.
Yeah,
right?
We've only got a couple minutes left. So
yeah, but it's
thanks for calling,
all right,
bro.
Well, thanks so much for calling.
It's a great show, Joey, and just a super job, and we're having a lot of fun here. Hey, don't forget to tell them about that first chick that you got from Morris.
Oh yeah, Roulette Records. That's a good point.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I will do that.
Go, okay, buddy.
Yeah. Now mind your business and shut up, okay?
Hey, thanks for calling, Steve.
Thanks for calling,
Steve. Hey, thanks, Bill.
Hey, real quick, you starred in 2 major motion pictures too. I mean, we got a few minutes to talk about that. Go ahead.
Okay. First one was Paramount Pictures. Hey, Let's Twist: Story of the Peppermint Lounge. Joe Pesci's first movie. Second movie was 2 Tickets to Paris. What Kind of Love Is This was the hit song that came from that. That was the second part of the Peppermint Lounge.
Right.
And
right. That's
what that was all about. Now, what did Steve want to know about?
So, wait a minute. What about, what else is going on? Now, we got a minute left and we got to get going. So, tell us what's going on new with you. I mean, you're still a hot ticket item out there. You're still performing. I mean, you haven't stopped. I mean, you're going as strong as
your
were.
Your energy level is amazing.
I mean, it really is. I mean,
both of you guys.
You know?
Joey.
And the only thing is, he's not running off playing poker anymore, right, Joey?
No, yeah. I come home. I know. I remember where I lived. Okay, that's it. I'm just having so much fun. I'll be in Lancaster, Pennsylvania on tomorrow, day after tomorrow, at the American Music Theater. I'll be at the Mohegan Sun Casino in Uncasville, Connecticut, the most beautiful casino I've ever seen.
Oh, wow.
And then Ruth Eckert Hall in December. So we'll be out and about. Check us out. Website is joeyd.com.
Hey, all right. thank you, Joey. Hey, keep listening,
so
folks. We will be right back.
Meritech Community Management is a local management company servicing the Tampa Bay area for over 20 years. We are proud of our company and continue to provide professional and courteous service to our clients. After 20 years, we still manage our very first community association. If you are in need of a top-notch community management team for your property, give us a call today, 727-726-8000. That's 727-726-8000. Or visit our website at ameritechcompanies.com.
Hey, you.
Who, me?
Not you, the hot one.
Hi, what can I do for you?
Aren't you that lady that's on that radio show called the Ameritech Connection?
Why, yes, I am. We're live every Thursday at 5 p.m. on Tan Talk Radio Network. Right, Mike?
That's right, Sharon. Live in a condo or homeowners association? Do you have issues? How about questions? We cover it all and more. Tune in every Thursday at 5 p.m.
What time again?
That's 5 p.m. every Thursday on Tan Talk Radio Network, 1340 a.m. and 106.1 FM.
Well, that wraps up our show for today. Sharon and I both would like to thank you so much for tuning in. And remember, without you, Ameritech has no connection.
That's so true. And we also appreciate all the feedback and all the listeners that take the time to call in and ask the questions. So don't forget, every Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m., it's the Ameritech Connection on the Tan Talk Radio Network, 1340 a.m. and 106.1 FM.
And if you're looking for a good property management company, look no further. Give us a call at Ameritech. I promise you, you won't be sorry. We would greatly appreciate the opportunity to become your next property management company.
So don't forget, every Thursday between 5 and 6 p.m., it's the Ameritech Connection.
Thanks, everybody. We'll talk again next week.